Joining us this morning, Marlene Singer. She's the coordinator of the Johnstown Walk of Hope, scheduled for this Saturday, June 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Trojan Stadium. And this is the fifth year of this event, raising money for cancer patients. Marlene, it's been a while since we've spoken to you. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Bo. It is good to be back and talking to you again.
I'm sure there's people out there, Marlene, that don't know anything about what this event is. But if you could tell them, what makes this so unique compared to other cancer walks and fundraisers?
The Walk of Hope is really kind of the definition of a grassroots local fundraising effort. And we started 5 years ago, and we're the only walk that I know of that keeps 100% of the proceeds here in the area for cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the money that we raise goes directly to the needs of the patients, and those needs are identified by the center where they're receiving care.
Mm-hmm.
And we were adamant about that when we started this walk a few years ago, and we've continued to make sure that, like our tagline says, we keep hope close to home.
Yeah.
It's all about helping patients where they are now with what their needs are today.
I'm sure it's great to see people return every year. There's familiar faces. But I'm also certain, Marlene, that there are people who may have never been there before, interested in attending the event, that may want to know what this is all about, what the rules are for this event. How is this organized?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a feed-off from the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had worked with them for a couple of years doing that relay here in Johnstown. And there were rules where you had to have team members on the track an hour and fundraising rules and things like that. And when they discontinued that walk here in Johnstown, we decided to make it completely different. So for our event, there really are no rules.
Mm.
And participants can walk as little as they want or as long as they want to. And you're right. People who don't know what it's about don't want to get involved right away. They just want to come to the event, kind of feel it out a little bit and see what it is. It means a lot to different people in many ways. And so what we found is people come, they see what it's about, and then the next year they want to get involved. They want to have a team. They want to get their business involved or raise money. So I think the fact that we've made it very relaxed and there are no stipulations involved, it's really just a feel-good community event where people are welcome to come in and support and join in.
Yeah.
So Saturday is going to look like this. The gates of Trojan Stadium will open at 8:30. We'll begin somewhere around 9 o'clock. We do the 5-10 minute recognition of sponsors and teams, because without them, we wouldn't raise as much money as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll start the walk, and some people will stay a little, and most people will stay the day. We've shortened it this year to be just 9 to 1. It used to be a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
People will come and stay the majority of the time.
You talk about teams. What does a team comprise of?
We have about 30 teams this year, and
mm-hmm.
You can see the whole list on our Johnstown Walk of Hope classy site that we have at the Community Foundation of the Alleghenies. But we've got teams of families and schools and businesses, and some teams are 5 or 8 people, and some teams are 50 to 60 people or more.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. Every family is different, every business is different, and every team looks different, too. So what identifies a team is their color T-shirt. So we've got 30-some teams, and we've got 30 different T-shirts, and each team has their logo on the back or the name of their school or the name of their family, and you really get an idea as everybody's walking around the track and all these different color T-shirts, just how many people are affected and how many different groups there are there to support this cause. So the teams raise money as they can. There's no minimum. There's no maximum. And we're very appreciative for any and all donations that come through. For some of the teams, it's a good chance to get together outside of the office, outside of school. A lot of families are there to help support someone in their family or remember someone who's passed away. So it's very meaningful for them, and they're there to kind of reflect in whatever way is meaningful for them. So we're happy to provide that for them.
I'm certain that you've heard some great stories that are real real inspiring over the years.
I really have. I mean, it's humbling to really talk to the people that are there. There was a woman who came in, she was just walking by herself, and I just went up and talked to her for a little bit, and she said that she just stopped after work. It was like 4 p.m. one day, and she was just walking one lap in remembrance of her mom, and just felt like this was a place where she could reclose to her, and that's what this walk did for her. And that was very meaningful. And, you know, there's a cancer survivor group that participates every year. It's the Women's Cancer Survivor Group, and they come every year and, you know, support each other and support everyone around them. And we really try and recognize that, appreciate that, and honor what it takes for them to continue to fight against this disease.
Marlene Singer is the coordinator of the Johnstown Walk of Hope, which is occurring this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Trojan Stadium. You're having a ceremony on Friday night before the walk for support and remembrance. Is this the first time something like this you've done?
This is the first time that we've split it into two nights. And in the past, our walk was much longer, you know, 18 hours, and then we shortened it some more, and then we shortened it some more. And that's a really long time to expect people to participate. So
yeah.
When we had all of these different events occurring within the day, we had a ceremony for remembrance and support. And we decided to do it on an evening where it would be a little bit more quiet and a little bit more meaningful. And so Friday night is going to be offering support that's given by the caregivers, support for those who are in treatment. And then we're just going to do a very brief candlelit remembrance ceremony at dusk. So we'll open the gates of the stadium around 8 o'clock, and we'll begin probably about 8:15 or 8:20 for anyone who wants to come.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I think, too, there's been so much loss, you know, due to COVID,
right,
due to other causes, that this ceremony is really for anybody who feels like they want to take part in this kind of remembrance ceremony. So anyone is invited on Friday evening. It will be very brief. We'll have some music, you know, and candlelight and some poetry. And it's just a very solemn but still kind of uplifting brief event before the walk. And then Saturday morning we'll start and we'll get started with the Walk of Hope and recognizing survivors.
Saturday then, Marlene, is just exclusively going to be the walk. And that's what's different, just focusing on that celebration, the Walk of Hope.
Yes, Friday night will just be a brief ceremony with just a small candlelight session walk, maybe one time around the track in the dusk. And then Saturday morning will be the all-out walk for 4 hours if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's always good music and good food. There'll be lots of baskets there and things for people to kind of participate in and socialize as well.
There may be people listening to this conversation now, Marlene, that have, maybe they're going out of town this weekend, but they love what you're doing, and they have people that they want to celebrate the lives of, too. How can they help you out? How can they contribute?
We take contributions through a fund at the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies, and this is where we started this, you know, 5 years ago. And so they can go through the Johnstown Walk of Hope. If you Google it, it's the first thing that comes up. And there'll be a site that says, if you want to donate, click here. And then that takes you to the Community Foundation, and they can donate, make an online donation.
Mm-hmm.
And at that site, it's really so cool to see. It lists what we do at the walk and our history and things, but then it also lists all of the teams that are involved, how much money they've raised, all of our sponsors that are involved. And if you keep scrolling to the bottom, you can see every person that donated and some of the comments that they've made. So if they've donated in memory of someone or in support of someone, or just because they know that their money goes directly to a person, I think is what has driven our nonprofit to be so successful.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at the donations over the last year, and almost like 65% of them are $50 or under.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like people need to make a huge donation. We're getting to our goal of $50,000, just $25 at a time. Because people want to give, and sometimes financially they're restricted in giving. I want them to know that when they donate to us, their money is going to go directly to help a person who needs it.
Mm.
And the Community Foundation has been very instrumental in making sure that that happens for us.
And I'm sure, Marlene, there's also some people that hear your voice that are cancer survivors. Is there anything done this weekend to recognize cancer survivors?
Absolutely, because, you know, when we used to have a longer walk, we used to have a dinner, especially for survivors. And to be honest, we weren't sure the walk was even going to happen because of COVID. And we had to kind of restructure things a little bit. And I mean, what we're happy to do this year is we're going to recognize the cancer survivors this year, talk about how many years they have total as a group of cancer-free, and they're going to lead off our walk this year. And that's always a very special time for them mm-hmm. and for everybody else that's here to really appreciate, recognize, and cheer them on. So we treat our survivors very special. Our youngest cancer survivor is 3 years old mm. and in remission.
Mm.
Our Walk of Hope funds have really helped their family with the travel expenses that they have incurred to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia over the past couple years. So we walk all day with good music, good food, the best of raffles, and you know, our survivors are going to be treated to a complimentary meal at our concession stand. So it won't be as fancy as it's been in the past, but we still make an effort to make them feel special on that day.
Marlene Singer, coordinator of the Johnstown Walk of Hope, this Saturday, June 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Trojan Stadium. And why is Trojan Stadium the place to be this weekend?
It's a great venue, for one thing. Mm. Parking is good. The school district donates that stadium and the staff to help us on this weekend to run smoothly. And in our 5 years, I can say that it has really, really been a great venue, just the way it's set up. And it's just perfect, and we appreciate their support. It's very inspiring and very humbling to be there and take part in this. And like I said, when you come 1 year just to kind of check it out, you'd want to come back the next year and do more.
Mm.
So Saturday from 9 to 1 at Trojan Stadium for the Walk of Hope, I hope is the place to be for a lot of people in this area.
So proud that my alma mater is involved with this. And I know how much work that you do behind the scenes to put this together. And the personal pride that you must have of making this successful after 5 years. This is now the fifth year of doing this now, and especially after such a difficult year that we've been through. But you must be very proud to see community come together for an event like this.
I mean, I really am. And anyone who knows me knows I spent a lot of years in the area of community health. And so the health of the community, mental health, physical health, spiritual health, emotional health, social health, and I'm able to bring all of these things together in one event.
Yeah.
And I am very proud of that. But I'm also really proud of all of the people who come and participate and raise money to make it. So while it is a lot behind the scenes to try and pull together, it gets easier and easier every year because we have that format down so well. And what makes it successful are the people who show up.
Mm.
I do have to recognize our event sponsors this year. 1889 Foundation is a new sponsor for us, and the Ann Harris Smith Foundation has been with us since we started 5 years ago. They're very known in the community as well for their efforts for ovarian cancer awareness. And so for us to kind of team up an event like this is another area where people come together and groups come together, and sometimes they feel like they've been blessed to be able to do that.
Yeah. The donations of the Walk of Hope go directly to patients and their families.
Our partner agencies are the Joyce Murtha Breast Care Center, Conemaugh and UPMC Hillman Cancer Centers, and they have financial counselors at each of these sites, and they identify the patients who need assistance the most. And so our funds can cover anything that is an immediate need and struggle for that family. And sometimes it's a medical bill, and then sometimes people are caught up on their medical bills, but they're behind in their household bills. Or, you know, the cost of medication every month for people sometimes is, you know, something that they don't have, co-pays, insurance deductibles. I mean, the list goes on and on. So they help make the application, it's sent to the foundation, and the bill gets paid directly. And to date, I think we've received over 300 requests for assistance, and we have given out over $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just really remarkable. And the system is seamless. Like, how we're able to do that through the agencies and through the foundation to access the money that's raised is really a seamless process now.
If people want to reach out, they want to find out more information about the Walk of Hope before the event, is there a way they could do that?
We've been getting requests and answering questions. Our Johnstown Walk of Hope website has a tab that says contact us. It's an email address that comes directly to me, and then I will answer them directly. So we're taking questions about how they can participate, and we're also taking names of people that they would like to have recognized on our Friday evening ceremony. So please, anyone who has a question, you know, please send me an email. Let me know if you just have any questions about anything and can show up Saturday morning. That's great, too. I'll be there.
Marlene Singer, coordinator of the Johnstown Walk of Hope. Again, the event Saturday, June 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Trojan Stadium. Marlene, as always, keep doing the great work that you do. Really appreciate this conversation this morning.
Thanks, Bill. We don't spend money on marketing at all, you know, because we try and make sure that the majority of our money goes to where it needs to go.
Okay.
And so I appreciate you helping us get the word out about what we do and how it makes a difference for people.
Thank you, Marlene. Great talking to you.
Thanks, Bo. Take care.